We are up to Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Actually, we're up to Chav Beis Amud Aleph, two dots, two lines from the top. The last thing we talked about was about a potted plant. And we talked about if you wrote a get on the pot itself. And because we had, if you write on the leaf, if you throw in a pot itself, and you gave the entire pot, we say it's kosher because you're not scared that you're going to break a piece off. But in the leaf, a bayis says that it's also kosher. Why not? You give the entire pot. But the rabbi says, even if you give the entire pot, we're scared that you're going to write it in the leaf and you're going to cut the leaf off, which and then you're going to give it, and that you're not allowed to because there's an extra activity. Talking about a pot and the contents of the pot, so the Gemara digresses. Otzit shel echod, if one person owns the pot, we're talking about a pot of the puncture so that it feeds off the ground. Or, and vizroyim shel achan, let's say one guy has the otzit and one guy has the zroyim. That means the weird combination here, but one guy owns the pot and one guy owns the whatever the fruits or whatever the trees are growing inside. If you rent it, then he owns it as well, Bishas Maisa. Didn't rent anything. I'm a shutfus. The shutfus is that I own the pot and you own the plants. Now one of us is going to buy from the other. What kinyan do you make? The pot itself is metautlin. The plant is karka. The plants are growing into the dirt, so it's karka. In the pot, it's karka because that's how it is. Because the plants plants are growing from the ground. Okay.
From the ground.
The dirt in the pot.
Yeah, but they're still metal. You can still carry
the entire pot. If you look at the pot, yes, but if you look at the in isolation as the tree, whatever it is, growing from the dirt. That's called karka. That's the definition of karka. So, what happened?
Not growing from the ground, we can't step them around. We can't step them around because they're growing in the pot. How can that be karka?
Because the dirt, it comes from the dirt. It's getting its nourishment from the dirt. Now, the difference is, if metalklin, how are you kind of by dragging it on the ground? Meshicha. How are you kind of karka through kesef shtar chazaka, either with money or with a contract, or I do something to fix it? So the story is as follows. The owner of the plant is buying the pot, metalklin, so keep meshicha, masha kone, as on the meshicha, he is kone. Mocher bal zroyim lebal otzi, the other way around, the owner of the plant sells it to the owner of the pot. Now the plant is karka, the only way he can coin is kesef shtar chazaka. Loikone, if he just schleps the pot, he's not coining because the meshicha doesn't work, and there's no chatzir here either. There's no kinyan chatzir here because you say, oh, because it's inside my pot, it's koine, because the pot is not a chatzir, the pot is a metalklin. Loikone achi yachzik bezroyim, you got to do something with the plant itself. What about otzitz v'zroim shel echad? I own both the pot and the plant. I guess so. I guess example is when you move, you turn a little bit of the soil over. But we'll see Rashi in a minute. But I'm not sure. Good question. Warding is in the chazaka because usually in all gadol parats you have to do something. Third case. I own the pot and I own the plants inside. I'm selling you both. Now, we have a rule that if you buy karka and metalklin, if I sell you karka and metalklin, and you make a kinyan on the karka, automatically you're kinyan on the metalklin. It's called kinyan agav. By the way, so who's your shabbatim? We'll have more about Bakami. Who's your shabbatim? Menachem Metoicha, it depends. But over here, the question, and you have to say agav, you have to say I'm kinyan the that, because it comes, metalklin is always secondary compared to karka.
Thinking when you buy a house, you automatically buy everything you do.
They're making kinyan on the curtains, you don't have to do anything like that, it's automatic, it's all part of it. But that's different because it's inside the house, that's kinyan chatzer. So, now, that guy made a chazaka with the plants. Not only is it cutting the plants, it's cutting the pot as well. Because the pot is vizui shini, could be learned in the chosim she'ein la machrayis, which is known as metalkin. And the chosim that has no material responsibility for is niknin, automatically gets bought with the chosim she'yesh lehen achrayis, but keser shtar chazaka. If you bought property through keser shtar chazaka, then automatically the metalkin is cutting with it. But if what happens, you just took the pot and you made some repairs in the otzitz. Now, when it comes to metalklin, that's not the way of making a kinyan. So not only you're not kind of the zroy, you're not going to take otzitz, you're not going to anything. Af otzitz lekona, achi yachzik bezroyim. So you machzik in the zroyim. Rashi. Tesa has a whole chakira of, do you have to actually say the word agav? Or because over here the pot has no purpose only to hold together the dirt, so it's bergemele bot. You don't have to mevatl it automatic. Rashi, two lines of tabajaz bezraim. Otzit have it tolus. The otzit was cut off. Umikne b'meshicha. It's not talking about it as a puncture in the pot. Just a regular potted plant, and it's cut off. And how you can the meshicha zroim have a mechabarim, but the zroim is the plants are considered attached. V'nikne karka considered karka because it's in the soil. V'nikne b'kesh lachazoka. The only way to equip kainy to kesh lachazoka. V'achi yachzik until you make a chazoka in the nichish. You plow it. I eat. So Rashi clearly says you have to weed it or plow it. Knows you got to do something physically. Watering sounds like it's not good enough. Now the chazoka, the yoyev moiz kamayr. Don't worry, there's no money changed hands because the yoyev zuzi mikne mekesek. Because if you actually paid money for it, that itself is a kin. You don't need to do anything else.
Yeah, it's not time for plowing, so it's not yours.
No, it's actually like plow. All you do is take a little spoon and put my pot. You just turn a little bit of the soil over to show that you're the balabas. The idea is to show that you're the owner. You didn't make a mshicha. Liknes ela asa by shumalach. Okay, did all the malach. Afatzel looking like anything. The metalik will make the mechazak and chazaka. Says you more lighter. Interesting question. What about nikvay ba'aret? You have a puncture. You have a puncture in Eretz Yisrael. The neifu chutlar, but the branches of the plants are growing outside of Eretz Yisrael. In other words, this potted plant was right on the boundary of Eretz, between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. So the plant itself is nurtured, getting all of his nourishment from the Eretz Yisraelic soil, but the leaves and the branches are growing out, so the air, where it's getting the air and the sun and everything else, the chlorophyll is all outside. What's the primary source of life of a plant? Is it the air? Yeah, but is it the air or is it the ground? What's the primary source?
Both.
No, well, the Gemara, that's one thing the Gemara doesn't say. Is a bayo, I'm a basanik, was meaning it's the ground. Rabbi Abbasan Neuf is linked to the branch because it's the air. Says the Gemara, bid the ashrish if it actually wasn't just a part of plant.
I mean, in this machlokes, if you got a tree machine,
we'll see the ministry. We'll see the tree in a minute. We already had in Shabbos about a tree, which is the yoch of the branches of Rabbi Mosadin. We'll see about a tree at the Sochos Lot. So, bid the ashrish if it actually grew roots and it became part of Eretz Yisrael. Kliyamalei pli, there's no argument that that's the main source of nourishment. Ki pligi bid lo ashrish. We're talking about a potted plant that has a puncture, so it's gaining sustenance nourishment from the ground, but it also is getting from the air. You're getting from both sources. That's kulei almaidin. The question is, which is the dominant source? Which is the primary source? Rashi. Sitting there on the border, outside of Israel. That's where he gets the sustenance, the chayb and maisa, and therefore has all these Israel. Or exempt from maisa, min hatayda b'chutz la'aretz. I guess min hatayda could be the rabbanim. We learned Surya in a place that are close to Israel. You also have to bid ashes. But the ashes chutz nekev outside the hole, but teich karke in the ground. Israel, if it grew roots into the ground, there's nothing to talk about. Kulam pligid, the loyaz in the tubas noif. You don't have to go to branches. Hoyel mechuba mamish baris mamish attached to the ground. Nothing to talk about. Says the Gemara with the ashes of pligid. Tell me if it took roots in the ground. There's no argument. Vihatnan. Even if it took root in the ground, it seems to be a machleik. Is what's the primary source of nourishment? Is it from the ground or is it from the air? Because vatnan, didn't we learn? Shtei ginoi. There were two gardens. Zu al gabi zu. There were two gardens. Reuven and Shimon, they both had gardens next door to each other. Reuven was like 10, was a, I don't know, let's say a meter below Shimon's property.
A bit of a slope, in other words.
No, straight a vertical wall. And then Shimon had a continuous vertical, this vertical wall that divided Reuven and Shimon continued further up. But Shimon's property started 1 meter above, the wall continued for another meter up. And outside of that wall, suddenly things started to grow. You have these vines growing, but it's growing on the wall that belongs to Shimon, not to Reuven. But it's growing out of the dirt that belongs to Shimon's property, but the branches are going straight out into the air space, into the space of Reuven's property. Whose is it? The yet in time is a vegetable growing there. That may right, Michel Elion belongs to the guy on top, lechayde, because that's where it's getting its nourishment from the ground, because the wall, vertical wall, that's the ground. Rabbi Yudai Michel Tachta belongs to the guy beneath. No, but it seems to be that this is the machlekes. Even though ba'ashes, even though it took roots, the machlekes is what's the primary source of his nourishment? Is it the dirt or is it the air?
But this flat.
It's a vertical wall, dirt wall.
The
wall itself belongs to Shimon, because now it's on Shimon's property. Up to the ground. We actually had a machlekes, but you know, in we'll have a babasa of Dalu there. That Vov. Zion base. Chizah says they have two properties, who owns the wall and all that. But now we're talking about Rasimir and now the wall above Shimon's property, Shimon's. And because it's on Shimon's, that's the wall of Shimon's property. It's his. The airspace definitely is Reuven's. So Luchayt is not a machlekes. Moshe said, no, nothing to do with it. They're not arguing what the primary source is. They're arguing about ownership. And the machlekes, exactly what you asked there. Hasan Kiliktoin time. Omra Meir says the reason is Ma im yitza elyon litla safari. Who owns the dirt above the, you know, and parallel to Shimon's property? Who owns it? Ownership.
Wants to dig downward, then you lose.
He can go, the wall itself is, he can take the wall away. If he wants to go, yeah. Im yitza elyon litla safari ain't kan yedek. So therefore, who owns the yedek? The Elyon. And Omar Abi, you the counters, but arguing by saying, my mitzvah takla malz is genosei offer. Remember, the airspace belongs to Reuven. So Reuven would have filled his entire garden with dirt and go a mile high. There would be no yedek growing because the yedek is not, it has to grow out of the ground. So he owns it. Ain't kan yedek. So they're arguing is savada, in this case, ownership. But not they're arguing, but if itaka regarding truma and mitzvahs, if it took root in the ground, in the roots were in Eretz Yisrael and the branches grew in Chuzlal, there's no machlekes, there's no question. It's Eretz Yisrael. Rashi, the one ground is above the other one. The gidur shalom, its fence zakuf is vertical. And where is the principle growing from? The wall. The achshav who nishes bekakshel elyim v'noifa avinu tachten that took root in the ground from above and the branches that go out in the tachten. Shal tachten has nibos noifa the branches. But it has nothing to do with only, it has nothing to do with the root. But im yitzah tachten lemal ginosim hoyel biyad elimcha v'goyin liyad kav zeicha. But lam shum nitin rav. Never of the branch. Akati but the ashes like please you're telling me if it takes root, you're not arguing. Vihatanya, didn't we learn Elon, if you have a tree, this is your question. Miktsase ba'aretz or miktsase b'chutzlarez. Part of the tree is going into Israel, part of the tree is going to chutzlarez. Now the difference is the part in the Israel you have to give truma mice and all that, or you know, and no truma but mice, and the part in the chutzlarez you don't give mice. Now if you have to give mice and cause you don't give it, it's tevel, you're not allowed to eat. So what's the status of the fruits of this tree? So the
So
how do we treat? How do we look at the
do
view of the tree?
Do we say that that line, that thin line, that's the boundary between Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlaretz, does it also cut the tree in half?
Yeah. Could you say that the fruits growing on the Chutzlaretz side are chayv ma'isa, and the fruits growing on the Chutzlaretz side are potter? How do we view the tree? So Gemara says, Tevel, according to Rebbe, Tevel, V'chulin, Muravin, Zebeze. You can't divide the tree itself. Everything's mixed, because the sap goes up, runs up the tree, and everything is mixed together, Tevel, V'chulin. So therefore, you cannot give Maise from something which is definitely Chayv and Maise, but you give Maise something else that is a Suffolk, and you give Maise from that. Divi Rebbe. Rashbagoy, Merashim, Gemara says, Hagodul b'chiv Chayv, Hagodul b'potter, b'tur potter. Whatever grows at the Yisrael is Chayv, it goes to Chutzlaretz, it's potter. Now, Luchayda, what's the situation? In my lab, isn't it talking about mixes noifei ba'aretz? Right now, we're assuming the entire roots are in Eretz Yisrael, but part of the branches, we can't imagine that the roots itself is growing in two sides. So, mixes noifei ba'aretz and mixes noifei chutz, it's only the branches. Some of the branches are in Eretz Yisrael, some chutz la'aretz. Oh, that's a good answer. Very good, Yehuda. Lo, no. Mixes shroshim ba'aretz and mixes shroshim ba'aretz. It's exactly that. Who told you we're only dealing with the branches? Why can't it be the roots of the tree itself? Some of it, the roots grow out. Some of it, it's shroshim ba'aretz. Say, bazay, if some of it, Rebbe is right. And it's impossible for the roots, you know, on the right side to only, you know, send its sap up on the right side of the tree. Of course, they all get mixed up together. So what's going on here? Well, my time, Rashbag, why would Rashbag say that section of the tree, which is not the soil, the mafsik tsunme is talking about is a rock right in the middle, and the roots are split by this rock. The part of the roots are on the right side of the rock. It's a big, heavy rock. And part of the roots are on the side of the rock. So because the rock goes up part of the tree, so therefore, Rashim says that that's on the right side of the rock, you know, goes one way,
so,
another way.
So according to Rab Shimon, if there is no rock there and the rootstock is spread around, he'll agree with Rabbi.
Yes, 100%.
And Rabbi the other way around.
Yeah, Fetty Mother, there's a rock, so why does Rabbi argue? Mm-hmm. My time with the Rabbi. The Hodri Arvi, he agreed. I concede that the section on the bottom of the tree, they're separated. But as they travel up the tree, they mix up together. So, Mike and Mifgabi, what's the machlekes? Ma'asavar avidim avavul. No, Rebbe holds that as they climb up the tree, they get all mixed up, and therefore it's all chebel v'toa, tevel v'chulim, you know, mixed together. Well, ma'asavar ha'iluchudikay v'iluchudikay. Once it starts separate, they remain separate. That's the machlekes.
So,
the machlekes and
Metzias.
So,
according to this, if you've got a tree fully growing in Moshe Sayochim, and it's hanging out in Moshe Sayochim, there's fruit that you can't take that fruit because it belongs to the balabos of the tree.
we already had in the Gemara in Bab, which we didn't have, we'll have in Bab Metzia. If you have a tree that has branches overhanging and zaysim charuvim, the fallen bushes rabim, they belong to the tree.
So it's the balabos of the tree.
Balabos of the tree, for sure. We also had in Shabbos about, you know, if it's considered as yochid shirabim, so if you take from a branch and throw it off.
If you say that for that case, then why don't you say here, why don't you say he would have overhangs belongs to
him? That's ownership, and here's talking about where he's getting his nourishment from. The Avid, here's a question, you're getting nourishment from both Avid and Shiroshim. The question is, which is the primary source of nourishment? That's the Gemara's Shaka Vitali in the beginning. Where there was no tree, it wasn't in the roots of the ground. Avid Morgan.
Excuse me this morning.
It's all right.
What about in the winter when you learn before davening?
Let's take one problem at a time. Rashi, teva v'chulam u'ravim d'vazeh, ein loch p'ri b'il nazesh, ein miktosim in the oretz, there is no fruit in this tree, that part of it on the ground, shehu teva l'miktosim m'chutla, and part of it, chutla oretz shechulit. V'shayinika misarevet, because the sasna gets mixed up, and nafkamina, the difference is, shehima asim teva vadi olav, you cannot take another area that mamish is tevel, and use it for this, to have min achiv ala potav, l'menu al teva vadi, no can use from this al teva vadi, it's like a suffix. Hagodel, Rabshim Gulu says, no, Hagodel b'chim, Ashutei Ritzol is chayif, Mikta's naif, Evav b'shem kol shirot, now the Gemara right now assumes that how is it possible, the branches are spreading all over the place, Mikta's naif, Evav b'shem kol shirot, we don't care, we dismiss the fact that all the roots are in Eretz Yisrael, and we look at branches, Oy b'chula amaz nibas naif. So we answer no, that if the shirashim are in the ground, then definitely that's the primary source of nourishment. We're talking about whether it's a potted plant that's punctured, so it's not, doesn't even the shirashim are that strong. So the question is, which is the dominant player? My time is Rabbi Shimon. Ma'u hagor b'chiv chayim alo yanika shoshroshim ma'ilu sora b'chol apri. It brings up the sap in the tree. For shoshay evazeh ma'ilu sora l'pirish evazeh. So the chayda they all mix together. So we answer the mafsik tunmim shen sela stone mavdul be'emtsa hashroshim divides intersects mafsik and adageza divides till the roots hilchol Rabbi Shimon lo yankim adodi. They don't get source nourish from each other. Hadi arvish ha eitim and adageza on the ma'ilu shalom complete. Maaser avinu mevalvul avbisha kol matches min hashosh mekarka having moved them over separate down below. Hoyil v'shiyotz l'avin who moved them mevalvul yonki didn't get unique from each other. Maaser avinu loy mevalvul hoyil v'terekarka moved them beselah shloshe imatzirichom iyo heichad v'choshav etzrol lekem adal b'zanoy. But if the entire shosh etzrol is not a question where it goes, says Maravaita Nu Gimel, says in the Mishnah that if you wrote the get on a thing called you cannot use erased paper because you might forge it, nor can you write on difter. Difter is parchment that wasn't fully treated. Because it can be easily forged. And the Chachamim say it's all right. Who are these Chachamim? First of all, what's different than who are these Chachamim? Says the Gemara, Amrachi Barasim Hashem Rula, Gimel Oyres, and the three kinds of hides. Apart from Klaf, which we're not talking about, there are three kinds of hides. There's Matzah, there's Chefer, and Diftra. Matzah is Kemashmoy. It wasn't treated at all. You don't put any salt in Matzah, nothing. What do you do, Matzah? Flour and water, nothing. That's parchment that your mama didn't treat. The loy miliach, no salt, like me, you don't put any flour, loy off, you don't put any gold nut juice. Lemay hilchasa, why do we need to know the minimum share for that? Lehoitzah Shabbos, when it comes to carrying on Shabbos, every single item has its own share. What's the common thing? So for this kind of parchment, which is known as matzah, what is the minimum share? The common share, you would have a lot of mishkel ktana, and use it as a bottle stopper, it has no other use. And if it's big enough, large enough to cover a small bottle, that's good enough. The kama, how much is that? Amar Abaye, ki riva de pumpa disa. A quarter of a shir pumpa disa. I'm not exactly sure what that is. Chefa, what's chefa? De meleach, salted, v'loi kamea, but no flour. V'loi office, no gona juice. L'may hichasel, what do you have to know, the quantity? Like tzor Shabbos. V'kama shi uroi. What's the shir? Here is a bit treated, it's slightly treated, put salt in it. Kiditnan, oir. This particular hide, kedei lasas kamei, you make an amulet that you people used to carry around the necks. So that's whatever the standard size of that is. That's the shir osan Shabbos. Diftra is much more advanced. The melech of a salted kech of flour, but no golna juice. When do you need golna juice? That's only by klaf, and that's how we learned yesterday that you can't write mei milin gabe mei milin. Lemay hilchasa. What do you need to know for like Tzor Shabbos? You're permitted to write a get on this diftra. You don't necessarily need cloth, you can use diftra. Rashi. That's like by real matzah, nothing happens. With flour, made out you cover it. You don't want it to be open all the time. Riva de Riva, Mishkal Kot Shalahai, was a small measure. Chefa Mesukin Ktsa, slightly treated. Uro Lechafet by Kmein. They used to cover amulets. They used to put some kind of a pusik in there or something. Amulets. Amulets. Licht, you're right. Licht was a get, the bun, the marsh, marshmi, or klaf gomber, or if it would have been completely high, the maliach, the kmech, the offer you did, or you treated it completely, oh, it's not called hide anymore. It's called klaf, parchment. Mishmachel and money, but we don't include it here. Vishyur, it's not manziyan. Klaf, how much parchment? Can they licht by parshik tanatil, they write the smallest parchment film, which is a hafta. Avil diftra ain't a kostula tool, you cannot use the tool, here, chach, shiur, the beget, the shiur of a get, which is even smaller. Say that even though it's easily forged, it doesn't matter, it's kosher. Who are the Chachamim? Who are the Tanakama? So what we have a machlekes. The Torah says the kosov you should write. And lo, you have to have write it lishma. According to Rav Meir, it's talking about this writing of the signature of the Eidim. That means the writing of the text of the get itself, according to it, doesn't matter what's lishma, it doesn't matter anything. So according to Rav Meir, it doesn't matter if you write it on something which you can forge, because it's the... It's the Eidah Chasimah that count, and every time you bring a get, you have to find the Eidah Chasimah. It's a Rashi. Taz has a problem with that because we learned, you record a mayor, you don't necessarily have to find Eidah Chasimah because you just people recognize signatures. Anyway, Rabbi Laza says the Kosov in the Taz is referring to the text of the get because you don't need any Eidim to sign. You just have Eidim Mesidah. So according to Rabbi Laza, it doesn't matter if you can forge the get because the Eidim Mesidah, they saw the transaction, they remember exactly what it says. It says the Gemara. Man Chachamim Amar Rabbi Loza says Rabbi Loza. This follows Rabbi Loza. The Amoyer Rabbi Loza says that this follows the Tanya Rabbi Loza. Amar Eidim Mesida. It's mainly Eidim Mesida. It's Eidim Mesida that do it, and therefore, who cares if the shtar get itself can be forged? Rashi Rabbi Loza. The Amar Chasim as I get Eidim and Atayda. You don't need to sign. Veloy Sagi LeMeizda Mesida. You need the Eidim to witness it. The Inu of the Krisus. They're the ones who make it happen. The Kochem in Eidim. You need witness that you're finin erva dover dover mam. Therefore, like Chayshin, when I worry dealing with Zayfa, what are you worried about? Did I forge it? The Amar Tzichel Mikad. I have to read it. We have a to know if there's any conditions there. Inu Yodi. They know about it. Man Dom Eidim Mesida. Ike those Eidim could have bol and nase. Those who get married. They need to be brought Eidim that was given for them. Abul Rab Meir, the Amal Loi Beinin Eidim, said, Meir said, you don't need Eidim, said, Ikal Meir, we are worried, Lezayufa. That according to Meir, we are worried because the Eidim Chasim are the only ones that we rely on. And if it can be forged, who knows? Maybe they would check the demand is some mecha Eidim Chasim, Isha, a woman, Habol, and Nasi Beget, Eidim Beveil of an Eidim Chasim, boy. If we don't bring Eidim Asidah, and she doesn't bring the Eidim Chasim, it's sufficient to recognize the signatures, and if the shtar can be forged, who knows, there might have been conditions there tagged to this get, and now we don't know, because it looks like it's forged. That's why, according to the Tanakhama, you cannot use a shtar that was erased, or diftra, because it's so easy to forge it, and how are we going to know? Because all you need to be able to recognize the signature of the Eidim. Im yesh makidim b'chasim asun, v'im yesh t'no, v'zayafti leki, nobody knows. This Rabbi Loza said that we don't care if it could be forged. Only if you bring the get straight away with the Eidim Mesidah. So therefore, they'll remember. It takes a long time before you should bring the get. Even the Eidim Mesidah might forget. Then you cannot use a get that can be easily forged. No, it's no good. We are worried. Maybe there's a condition included and you forge it. But Rabbi Yechonon Amar, Rabbi Yechonon says, "I feel we can't buy the Sariyah." Rabbi Yechonon says, "Even from now until 10 days, even in 10 years, in 10 days, why? Because the Mitzvah of Beit Noy Mikra the Kiri, they remember the Gittin, and in fact, Rashi says here that nobody kept copies of Gittin. Look at Rashi. Elal to the first opinion is only straight away. Shaviyos lebezim b'yoyim shinim slo. She brings the bezim that very day. Lehaidia she grusha to notify them she's divorced. V'yati ruah l'nasim bezim proclaimed this woman is a free woman.
So in other words, the actual get didn't take place at the bezim.
That's right. Yeah, we had before. Now look at Rashi says it. Kivan the Eden Ahave. It happened today. Uve Eidim Mesidah Lechashin the Yafte. We're saying Rashi Mesidah. Sorry. And Eidim Mesidah. We're not worried about forging. The same day. Vizay Yafte. Kvashi Shachoy. They forgot. But it's 10 days. They forgot. Okay, we got. I'm going to show you another Rashi. Sorry, different Rashi. Let's get divided. Rabbi Yechaz said even 10 days. They'll remember. Furthermore, say that even though it could be forged, it's good enough. Ela begitin only when it comes to gitin. When it comes to all other contracts, we don't we want that the contract should be able not should, should not be able to be forged. Why? The chesivit says, the Yirmiyahu always said when he bought property before they went to the bubble, we're going to be there for a long time, 70 years, and we're going to buy property before we go because we know we're coming back. So we need to make sure that we have proof and deeds to prove that we own of ownership. So let's make sure we write it on parchment that cannot be forged, and we'll hide it in the Kli Cheres. Yeah, he was a Navi.
That was the whole thing with the story of Purim, that there's 70 years
over, not the 70 years. That's right. Bavola Yavo Vashama Yu Adyan Pakadi. Numashem. Then the Satan Bikli Yami Rabim. You should put it into the earthen keli. Lamanyam the Yami should remain there a long time. So only by Gittin, now look at when Al-Khari Gittin knows she needs proof in 10 years that she's divorced. So Rashi says here no. Ella be Gittin. The Ainun Asuyin, you know what a get is made for? Ella La Tira. To allow her to get married, she brings the bezin straight away. And they say, okay, this one is free. She doesn't need to keep a copy. Bezin keeps a record. People remember. They never kept gittin. Never kept gittin. No, because everyone knows. Everyone knows.
Once she gets married, it's fine. Because yeah. Still she gets married and she turns up somewhere.
So she 10 years
later, from this in this city, and, you have to
and everyone knows. Yeah. So you see, Cleveland, nobody kept getting. They didn't have to. So since it's not a one-off event, it doesn't matter that it could be forged because he presents the bezin straight away, and then and the agent remember. Bezin will call in the agent. They remember. But when it comes to what do you call it? When it comes to all other studies, you need it to last for a long time. You can't use parchment that could be forgot that could be forged because who knows. Taser doesn't agree with Taser holds that not all other shtaris, shtar maton or shtar mechet, any shtar which is to activate or to cause the event to take place is like a get, and that it doesn't matter if it could be fraudulent or not. It's only shtar raya, because shtar raya is something that people, you know, just put away for storage. That is when you need. Okay, somebody showing you want to learn from me that the halach is like Rabbi Elazar, Edom is stated by Gittin, not by any other shtaris. That's the riff. Rashi Abba Shtadr, the Kaim Lugavaina that's meant to be used later to proof. Dimala Mafik Lazman Oruch might be years before you produce it. Vishku Eidim Mesir Sadava, they forget. But Samchin Eidich Simon will rely on the Eidich Simon and the signatures will Mosaic Savalians, but you might have forged half the Shtar. The Chaysim Eidim when we came in, the signatures are there, and everyone will think that that's what it says, when in fact it's different. Yom Yerab, Alma Bin Dabar Olam, Mosaic Sky, means something that has permanence. By Krob, Yimri Yob Shtar, Mechat, Roma Yimri, says he will write it. However, Yechana says, Afilu Bishtadr, even my other Shtadr. And we pass the blood. But see, even other stuff doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it can be forged. But see, the man yam rabim hosam eitz a tevik masal. We're just saying good advice. You want to avoid machlekes and keep the deeds. That's all. Not because you have to. Mishnah. Hakol kshedin lichtev is a get. Everyone is able to write a get. Afilu chedesh shaitev a cotton. Even people who are generally disqualified.
In the case of Yom, if you don't have a shtar, come back to the soul, how are you going to prove that you can't? Yeah. You have to wait for Chazoka to prove otherwise.
You have to evict whoever moved into your house. You're away for so long. It's
exactly.
A big deal.
And then the guy who moves in there, and he says, well, this is my land.
You have to bring Adim that remember from 70 years ago. How many people remember? Exactly in Poland after the war. Those who were able to get deeds were able to do something. Those didn't. You lost your house. After the Cheder Shaiv and Cotton are able to, it could be one of two ways. Either we follow a mayor, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who wrote it, or because we follow a mayor who said we don't care about the writings, only the signature of the witnesses, so I don't care who writes it, or Rabbi Lezer holds we do care who writes it, but there's a godul oimed al gab of observing them. Isha, we had before already, a woman, she writes the get and then she gives it to her husband because the blast belonged to the husband, everything belonged to the husband, but she writes it to the Rabbanan one to make sure that to avoid anything that will prolong her aguna. Ha'isha koyseves writes a get. The ha'ish koyseves, and the man writes a receipt and gives it to the wife, so she should give it to him when he pays the ksuva. Shekim a get of a chaisma. The whole reason is because the key of the get is only the signatures. So it doesn't matter the woman writes the get. Who cares? It doesn't matter because the main thing is the signatures, and that was done properly. Rashi. She gives it over to her husband. And the husband gives it all back to her as a get. That's a receipt that she paid, that he paid her out of ksuva. The woman should have written the receipt, right? That's how it works. Lee is like that I approve, but the man does it. Says the Gemara, maybe start the Gemara tomorrow.